BBC News with David Austin. Hospital officials in Lashkargah in southern Afghanistan say a car bomb explosion has killed 34 people and wounded 60. The Taliban say they carried out the attack. The funeral has taken place in Ohio of the American student Otto Warmbier, who died on Monday after he was returned home last week from North Korea in a coma. The 22-year-old had spent 18 months in captivity after stealing a political poster from a North Korean hotel. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has arrived at an EU summit in Brussels, saying that despite intensive negotiations on Britain leaving, the clear focus must be on the future of the remaining 27. She said she expected concrete results on defence policy. Tests on high-rise apartments in Britain have so far uncovered three buildings that are encased in combustible cladding, a material that's been blamed for accelerating the fire that killed 79 people in a West London tower block last week. The government has identified 600 buildings in England alone that it says have cladding that should be tested. Turkey has sent a ship loaded with supplies to the Gulf state of Qatar, which has been isolated in a major dispute with its neighbours. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and others have severed all air, land and sea links with Qatar, accusing it of funding jihadi organisations. A court in Israel has banned the national carrier El Al from asking female passengers to switch seats if ultra-Orthodox Jewish men refuse to sit next to them. The case was brought by 83-year-old Rene Rabinowitz, a Holocaust survivor. Robben Island, the place where Nelson Mandela spent almost two decades in prison, has announced it'll cull hundreds of fallow deer. Three animals were introduced to the island in 1963, the same year Mr. Mandela arrived there. There's now a herd of about 450. That's the latest BBC News.